I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. It is said that King Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. When he became king over Israel, God granted his request, which was, "Give your servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern good and bad." That's 1 Kings 3:9. Yet even beyond this, Solomon gave himself to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. That's Ecclesiastes 1:13. As noble as this sounds, this mission to search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven actually became Solomon's downfall. Solomon's search for wisdom took him far away from God. He wrote, "I sought in mine heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was good for the sons of men, that they should do under the heaven all the days of their life." Ecclesiastes 2:3. Solomon said, "And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them." Ecclesiastes 2:10. This included 700 wives and 300 concubines, 1 Kings 11:3. It seems that Solomon chose to embrace folly and madness to fill his emptiness and boredom, while excusing it as a search for more wisdom. He said, "And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness and folly, for what can a man do that comes after the king? Even that which has already been done." Ecclesiastes 2:12. Yet none of this fulfilled Solomon. He said, "Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit." Ecclesiastes 2:17. The Apostle Paul wrote of those who, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, Romans 1:22. This may very well have been written specifically concerning Solomon. In the midst of speaking of all his folly, Solomon declares, "So I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me." Ecclesiastes 2:9. Before his reign was over, Solomon had turned Israel into an idolatrous nation. The Bible says, "For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the god of the Zidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father. Then did Solomon build a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And likewise did he for all his strange wives, which burnt incense and sacrificed unto their gods." That's 1 Kings 11:4-8. Solomon's idolatry is the reason the kingdom was torn apart into two separate kingdoms, and it was this same idolatry which ultimately caused both kingdoms to be destroyed in the wrath of God's judgment. The Proverbs Solomon wrote are very wise indeed, but they are not the wisdom of God. The Apostle Paul told us, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." That's 1 Corinthians 1:21. He then says, "But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. That's 1 Corinthians 1, verses 23 and 24. Jesus Christ crucified is the wisdom of God. When speaking about Christ crucified as the wisdom of God, Paul asks, has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? 1 Corinthians 1:20. This statement is a reference to how that Christ does in a person what no other thing in the universe can do. Every wise work of man falls so short that it is exposed to be nothing but foolishness in light of the glory of God's salvation. A great example of this is revealed in the Apostle Paul's letter to the Romans. Paul, an apostle to the Gentiles, was addressing those who trusted in the law of Moses when he wrote, "For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another." That's Romans 2, verses 14 and 15. Paul was speaking of the great work of salvation which had come to the Gentiles through his ministry. The very nature of these Gentiles had been changed and made righteous through faith in Jesus Christ. Paul said it showed the work of the law written in their hearts. This is what God promised the new covenant would be. He said, "I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts." That's Jeremiah 31, verse 33. God also said he would do this without the input of man's wisdom, saying, "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord." That's Jeremiah 31, verse 34. What religious wisdom could never produce in the people of Israel, God did in a moment of time in these Gentiles who trusted in Jesus Christ. Israel had pursued righteousness for 1,500 years through the law, the proverbs, and the wisdom of their teachers, but they never obtained it. When Paul compares their efforts at righteousness to what happened to the Gentile believers, it reminds us that everything short of Christ crucified is but foolishness. He said, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have obtained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, has not obtained to the law of righteousness." That's Romans 9, verses 30 and 31. The wisdom of God is not found in the law of Moses. It is not discovered in the Proverbs. And it is not in the religious philosophies of modern teachers. Christ crucified is the wisdom of God. If you find him, he will do for you what no other power, wisdom, or word can ever hope to accomplish. The Bible tells us, "But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." That's 1 Corinthians 1:30. God made Christ to be wisdom unto us. Only in him will you find the wisdom of God. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ.
Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice